It's been 18 years since Australia's national apology to the Stolen Generations. But for many survivors, justice remains unfinished. As survivors grow older, their medical and psychological care needs are becoming more urgent, yet some are still waiting for official redress. Redress schemes differ widely across the country, and Queensland remains the only state without one. Researchers like Dr. Narelle Bedford, Ewan Woman and Bond University law professor, say meaningful reforms from compensation to cultural healing are needed to support survivors while they're still alive.
Particularly concerned because Queensland does not have a scheme for its Stolen Generation survivors.
With Queensland now being the only state without a redress scheme, what impact is that having on survivors still waiting for justice?
Well, I think it's really fundamentally unfair because it now depends on which part of Australia you were removed from as to whether you receive any individual recognition and compensation. And a lot of the Stolen Generation survivors, as they age, have quite acute health and emotional needs. And so something like having a best practice redress scheme would make all the difference in the world to their lives.
Do we know why the compensation outcomes vary so widely depending on which state a survivor was taken from?
I think it just comes down to the choices made by governments in each of the state and territories. And so what I'm saying for Queensland, it's an invitation to say, well, if a scheme were to be put in place, we can draw on the experiences of the other states and territories, and we can put in place a best practice redress scheme.
That best practice, your research found that schemes in Victoria and Tasmania are working better than others. What are they getting right?
Tasmania in particular had the ability for children of Stolen Generation survivors to apply if those survivors have passed away. And that's really important because that recognises the intergenerational trauma and the disadvantages that can flow from one generation to the next. The Tasmanian scheme is closed to new applications, and one of my recommendations is that arbitrary closing dates should be removed. The reason why the Victorian scheme received positive comment from me was because it is quite a holistic package in that it has compensation available for up to $100,000 depending on the survivor's needs, but it also encourages things like providing funding to learn language because a lot of Stolen Generation survivors did not have that opportunity. So there's different aspects in each different scheme in the states and territories, but there is still scope for improvement.
Beyond financial compensation, what does meaningful redress actually look like?
So it includes both individual compensation for the harm suffered. It can, in some states and territories, include things like a contribution towards funeral payments. Also, I like schemes that have the personal acknowledgement given to specific individuals rather than apology to Stolen Generation survivors in general. Some schemes allow for personal apologies, which I think is very significant, but also things like funding to learn language, funding for reconnection, so travelling to country to meet family members, and undertaking cultural healing activities. So it can be quite extensive.
We know that the landmark, the Bringing Them Home report, called for these reparations decades ago. What's slowed the implementation?
Yes, it did. So Bringing Them Home report was published in 1997, so we'll be having an anniversary of that next year. And it made 54 recommendations, including parliamentary apologies, but also apologies by institutions. such as churches and police services. And a report last year from the Healing Foundation had a look at those 54 recommendations and interrogated whether they had been fully implemented. And it was startling finding that only 6% of those recommendations had been fully implemented.
Survivors' health and care needs, they become more acute with age, and the article says that survivors are passing away at a rapid rate. What does that urgency mean for governments right now? And is there still time to deliver justice for these remaining survivors that haven't yet received that redress?
Absolutely, there's time. And I think that the sort of support that can be provided through a best practice redress scheme will not only benefit the survivors, but their families and their communities, because a lot of communities were disjointed by the removal of children from them. So there is still time to assist and make a difference.
That was researcher and law professor Dr. Narelle Bedford ending that report.